race is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, I've told you for a long time that the Democrat Party and the Chinese Communist Party are merging. Even the New York Times admits it on a limited basis, saying that the Chinese Communist Party now controls who wins primaries in New York, particularly New York City. The signs are everywhere. In particular, with the amazing job Azra Nomani over at Fox News has done tracing the money flow from Neville Singham, who's an American tech guru, near billionaire, moves to Shanghai, pledges allegiance to the Communist Party, and because he's an American, begins pumping hundreds of millions of dollars into American nonprofits. Well, you saw the results of that this week. If you're paying any attention, the violent Democrat activist Hassan Piker now being investigated by the DOJ, in part because he was part of a Neville Singham-funded trip to communist Cuba in order to prop up the regime there against its gravest threat, Donald Trump. So you probably saw all that in the news. But where did the Trump DOJ get the idea for the Hassan Piker, Roy Neville Singham investigation? That, folks, is mind-bending. And it shows you how truly far gone the Democrat Party is in terms of its merger with the Chinese Communist Party. Folks, we already know, and Fox News has already documented, that China funded everything from the LA street riots, the violent protest against ICE there, to the more than 11,000 activists who stormed the streets of Minneapolis. They are in a full-on ground war with us in our own country. But how bad actually is this? And what does China get for its efforts? You might want to sit down if you're not already sitting down, because the Democrat Party has partnered with China to help it win the AI race by undermining America. You heard that right. And the level at which it's happening is unbelievable. But let me back up to the beginning of this story, how it was that the Trump administration first realized the extent of the Democrat Party and Chinese Communist Party's joint venture to kneecap America technologically, working together with Communist China. It starts with real estate investor and developer Kevin O'Leary. He was working on a data center project in Utah. Those data centers are absolutely critical for funding the American AI push. Now, before we go any further, I know some of you will say, well, I don't like AI. I don't either. But unfortunately, and Trump has explained this, we're in a really bad place. If we decide to tap out of the AI race, guess whose AI is going to be a part of literally everything? Chinese Communist Party. It's us or them. So O'Leary's working on this Utah data center project. He said, we uncovered something far bigger than I ever expected. After seeing coordinated false attacks against the Utah data center, we brought in advanced data science teams to trace where the content was coming from, and the results were shocking. What we found led back to organized networks, political activist groups, and funding trails tied to massive international entities. And where they ended up? Folks, have you ever heard of Arabella? Put it into Grok. Grok defines Arabella as the fundraising, the financial nerve center of the Democrat Party, a clearinghouse through which so much funding passes to Democrat street groups, Democrat get out the vote groups, Democrat activist groups. It turns out that Arabella and the Chinese Communist Party are working together out of the same building to kill off these data centers. Folks, it's the very definition of treason, and it goes right to the heart of the Democrat Party. And folks, I guarantee you, this is not their only joint project. It just shows you how they're working, and it helps you understand why, as I've said so often, there is truly a Marxist revolution going on inside the Democrat Party, who now, it looks like, looks to China for their funding. Here's O'Leary explaining what he found when he went after the bots who were mass messaging people in Utah, trying to get them to stop the data center with a lot of false information.
The content itself was coming from two batches, two like the actual pixels, the images, were from the Party for Socialism and Liberation and the People's Dispatch. I'd never heard of them before. You do a search on them, you'll find them under investigation by multiple branches of Congress. Most of the within the IP addresses in Utah were coming from two IP addresses, Alliance for a Better Utah and one called Elevate. So we found out that Alliance for a Better Utah was actually a tax filer. And we went to the IRS Form 990s, which are public. And we started to drill down into what the filings were. And lo and behold, multiple filings through multiple entities all over the world, all going back to something called Arabella. Neville Singham, under investigation, multiple branches of the government, shares offices with the CPP.
He means the CCP. What he's talking about is the building shared by Shanghai Makhu Cultural Communications, a Chinese Communist Party propaganda firm that's funded by Neville Singham, the American tech tycoon who moved to China because he's a communist, and he admits that. His mom was a Maoist. She's Chinese. And all of his other basically tax-exempt charitable dollars, they're all run out of the same building. And in that same building, they route the money through IRS-registered nonprofits so that they can land in CCP, Chinese Communist Party propaganda companies. And through there, that's what Fox News traced, they end up running through Arabella and also running through Democrat Party nonprofit coffers, specifically the 250 organizations that you're hearing about in the news right now that's got all kinds of China's money laundered through them. Okay, so let's get back to Kevin O'Leary.
Then I said, I want more. Can you tell me the exact amounts? And we got those the next day. We're talking about millions, hundreds of millions of dollars here. It's not just Utah. These guys are doing campaigns everywhere there's a proposed increase in power and or a data center. More digging, more. Salt Lake Party for Socialism and Liberation. Salt Lake Democratic Socialists of America. Then this one today. The Cuban Institute for Friendship with the People. What the hell are they doing marching around Box Elder County? What is this? I called my contacts at the White House and I said, what the hell is going on here? They put me in touch with various law enforcement agents. We had a meeting last week with my entire data set team and multiple law enforcement agencies. And we started sharing data. I gave them 90 pages of IP addresses, all from all over the place, all around the world, hitting these locations. Do you see where I'm going with this? I'm not okay with this. And I found it in Alberta, Canada, too. There's a war going on, I guess a PR war.
What exactly are you saying here, Kevin O'Leary? The interviewer asked him on the podcast.
I mean, is what you're suggesting that these entities are sort of taking funds from the Chinese Communist Party and using those funds to sort of run a digital sort of blackmail campaign against your projects?
I'm not suggesting it. It's an irrefutable fact. This is IRS 990 filings with the exact dollars and dates from exactly where it came from. No, not infuting. I'm saying that is exactly what's happening.
So, folks, what's going on here is the Democrat Party is trying to help China get the upper hand, because when you think about how critical AI is and how critical these data centers actually are for modern advancement, you don't have power for AI. You don't have AI. You're not going to compete. Now, listen to this key part where O'Leary says that his team of investigators found this same nexus of bots and messaging operators everywhere they looked. It's not just data centers.
It's not just Utah. These guys are doing campaigns everywhere there's a proposed increase in power and or a data center.
Folks, remember the U.S. Senate hearing last year where Ted Cruz revealed the shocking extent to which the climate change lobby on the left is funded by communist China. What did I just say there? This same conglomeration shows up anywhere. There's a data center, but also any kind of expansion attempt at of the grid. So remember how last few weeks, the gold standard of climate change, the IPCC, quoted endlessly by mainstream media and Democrats alike, admitted to us, oh yeah, climate change, yeah, that never was real. We never had any proof of that, not really. Sorry about that. Yeah, sorry about the economic decimation. Why can they admit now that the threat of man-made climate change was never really real? They never even really believed it was real. Heck, they never even tested the scenarios they terrified us with. You know, the very ones who ended up in my, that ended up in my kids' textbooks. Why admit that now? Because it doesn't matter anymore. It's too late. Mike Adams explains with Health Ranger.
We shouldn't have been pushing climate cultism for 20 years. We should have been building energy infrastructure. And frankly, in my opinion, we should have been building nuclear power plants. I think China knew this was coming over 20 years ago. China plays fifth generation warfare, a very smart, a very long-term vision about strategy. They knew that if they could cripple the West in terms of energy, the Chinese were there arguing in favor of the Paris Climate Accords for everybody else, but not for China. They would say, well, we are a developing nation. That was their excuse. We can't afford the climate lockdowns, but you guys can because you're wealthy nations. Well, by doing this, the radical leftists in Europe and in America, they fell for it.
Now we've kind of got a problem.
Note that Jensen Huang of NVIDIA just said that there is demand for 1,000 times more power than we have available on the planet. We need 1,000 times more power. Well, where's that going to come from? It's going to come from your home air conditioning. It's going to come from your EV. It's going to come from your computers.
Well, China has ramped up every conceivable source of energy, something we've covered extensively on this podcast before. Democrats were busy shutting down every conceivable source of energy.
And so we lost 20 years of energy infrastructure. Now it is too late. It's absolutely too late. China's already well ahead. They've got, again, 2 decades of power infrastructure. They have more than double the aggregate terawatt hours output of the United States. The U.S. isn't even half the energy of China right now in terms of generation. It's not even close. China's also building a new dam, going to just dwarf the U.S. Even Trump said, let's build 10 of the Westinghouse AP1000 nuclear power plants, which I agree, it's a great idea. We should do it. And that process has begun. But that takes about 15 years with the permitting and the construction. 15 years, by 2040, the race to superintelligence, it's over. That's in the rearview mirror.
Now look what else is going on. Donald Trump's begun the process of reopening some of those coal fire plants that Barack Obama shut down. Folks, do you realize when Barack Obama took office, coal was about 40% of our energy mix? He shut down half of it and didn't replace it. The only reason we're not completely dead in the water was because of the first Trump term when he was able to license so many of those natural gas drilling projects. And Democrats came in, if you remember, and tried to shut down those existing licenses, fought in court to do it, but they lost. That's why when Joe Biden left office, you'll remember, he locked up drilling literally around the entire coastline of the United States of America, just about. And because of the law that allows that, Donald Trump had to get it passed in another law, the Big Beautiful Bill, to open it back up. Because of the way federal law is written, Trump couldn't simply, you know, reverse it with another executive order. I mean, just this week, you're watching Marco Rubio run around the world. I think he was in Armenia. I just cut a deal with them for rare earth minerals. That's why China was locking those up, too. Think about it for a minute. Bohai Harvest, right? It's just showing you how they're working together. Bohai Harvest, which was Hunter Biden's company, would get cut in on Chinese rare earth minerals and natural gas deals all over the world. And he'd get a tiny, you know, he'd get a tiny percentage. It was part of a percentage of it, but it generated millions of dollars for the Biden family. And then what does Joe Biden do? Well, he turns around, first chance he gets, blocks all the permitting for new minerals mines. We haven't opened one of those in more than 20 years till Trump just did, got the permit through. And then remember the one we had permitted, Biden shuts it down for 20 years. This is how this works. China pumps money into Democrat Party, Democrat pockets, and Democrats block, undermine, and quite frankly, destroy America's chances of pursuing greatness and defeating China. Then China makes sure Democrats get elected. Most specifically through, and folks, I've been waiting every day for more on this from Kash Patel, through hacking boards of elections in swing states, stealing the data. And remember, Customs and Border Patrol caught China shipping in literally 19,000 fake licenses, indistinguishable from the real thing. And they had created them with the information they'd hacked from boards of elections and that Iran had hacked from boards of elections in the United States. That's the internal voter rolls, the ones with the driver's license number and the last four of the Social Security. Anyway, the good news is that the Trump administration has finally latched on to this and hopefully manages to largely disassemble it before the Democrats can take power again. China and the Democrats can take power again.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.